stew. Just bend your ear, come over here, and man, here's what you do. If you got the blues, I got some news. Join in the fun in your blues straight too. You're the holiday rock.
So, I'm Geoffrey Holland, and I played Spike in Heidi High, and I played James in You Wreck My World, and I played Mr. Parker in Oh, Dr. Beat You. But Heidi High, I suppose, is probably what I'm best known for, and I must admit it was really great, very fun to do.
What do you think about working with the other stars?
Well, I think working with Paul and Sue, they all saw there was a connection between us. Reason we were taken on to You Wreck My World and then after that into Dr. Beecham was because although we were physically very different to each other, we got on the same way and we thought an awful lot of each other. We're great friends, we always were. We work well together, the chemistry was there. So really that's the reason I think that they kept us together for so long, as long as they did. We were very, very lucky. They used to call us the TV carry-on team at one point. But we had a fabulous time. We had some lovely, lovely memories.
And what about the TV locations? How did you manage to actually find them?
Well, we didn't actually find the locations. The production manager was given the job of finding locations. We were just taken there in a bus to whatever it was. I mean, it was a muddy churchyard, or a cold graveyard, or whatever it happened to be, and a wet, soggy day. But we were there. We were lucky with the weather, because David Croft was always lucky with the weather. We used to call it Croft weather. I think he's got a one-to-one, a red phone with a man upstairs. He sort of books the weather and gets it. We were very, very lucky. So, the location work was fun to do. And then we brought it all back to the studio afterwards.
When he was in the who did you share a chalet with?
Well, I shared a chalet with Paul Shane, of course, who made Ted Bogus. So there was Ted and Spike. And became a double act. We did an awful lot together. I played the hapless, useless comedian with lots of bottle but no talent. And he used to play the sort of seasoned, weathered old timer who gave Spike all the help he needed and was trying to teach him how to be a successful comic. But, it was the blind leading the blind. I mean, neither of them were going anywhere. It's the same with all the entertainment staff at Netflix, because they were all sort of failures in their own field. That's why they were brought together under the common umbrella of the Harmony Camp.
So how did you feel with you being thrown into the water?
I used to hate being thrown in the pool because it was always freezing cold. And I'm not the strongest of swimmers, but most times they used to put me in a wetsuit under the costume, if the costume was big enough to hold a wetsuit. And on the one occasion that it wasn't, I was dressed up as Miss Maplin in a bathing suit, and I had to go into the water, and it was absolutely freezing, and I nearly drowned that day. I nearly died. My legs started to go numb. I was getting a hypothermia, and I had to crawl away and get out of the shot. If I hadn't done that, they'd have had to pull me out. But when you saw the final edit at the end, you'd never know there was a problem at all. So it all came together with a brilliant piece of technical editing. But, it was not a pleasant experience, and I don't relish remembering it at all.
Okay, Jeffrey. Well, thank you for the interview.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to be here. Thank you. Go, go, go!